Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 17th of March, 2016. All the best technology news coming your way in around 5 minutes from the past 24 hours. Well, I hate to do this to you, but we got to start off your Thursday edition with a little hacker news. Yeah. And say you visited sites like the New York Times, the BBC, AOL. Some of those ads on there, they got ransomware. Whoops. Yes, a number of those high-profile sites have been serving up some malicious adverts to unsuspecting users. This is all according to Malwarebytes. Now, of course, this is nothing new. In fact, it used to be a heck of a lot worse. But since those olden days, most ad networks like, say, Google, have gotten a lot better at figuring out what is good and what is bad. Now, no, not all of these ads were restricted to coming via Google's ad network. AOL, Rubicon's networks were also named in this lovely little malware report. Now, of course, once the user's been affected, they will be redirected to a page hosting the malware exploit kits, which basically leads to your files then being held ransom, where you had to make a payment to get them back. Yep, sure glad I use those ad blocking tools. How about you? Oh, we're getting closer and closer to next week's big ol' Apple event. And of course, with that happening, a little bit more details here and there are beginning to leak out. The one on the agenda today, well, the iPhone SE. You're going to get 4K video recording on the thing. Really? Now, of course, we already knew the SE was going to be powered by the latest A9 processor, so maybe getting 4K recording should be a given. Of course, that processor we all know is found in the 6S and 6S Plus 2, and was the first iPhone to feature 4K video recording. Of course, along with 4K, we're also hearing you're going to get live photos functionality, Touch ID, and of course that 4-inch Retina HD display. Staying with Apple news, well, we couldn't talk about Apple if we didn't talk about encryption, now could we? And given the fact that encryption and Apple and the FBI have all kind of went hand in hand now, well, it seems that Apple wants to work harder. Yes, even harder, doubling down on iCloud encryption now. Basically going on to say that even them, yes, Apple themselves, won't be able to get into your iCloud account. Yes, according to what we were hearing hot off the rumor mill press yesterday, Apple executives are actively considering to bolster iCloud encryption without inconveniencing users. Now, yes, what we have in the iCloud now, it actually can be accessed by Apple by using a key. You know, say you forget your password, this kind of thing. Well, that's how they can get into your iCloud account now. But Apple being Apple is starting to think, if we have a copy, how many other people have a copy of that key? So they're just thinking about throwing away the key. No word yet, of course, we're going to hear about this in the upcoming Apple event next week. But I'm sure the FBI and the Department of Justice have already heard about it and are probably saying, And finally, this one goes out to all our Londoners. Now, we have to face it. Living in London, of course, yeah, there's a little pollution here and there. No, it's nothing like a China-sized pollution, but there is some. And thanks to pigeons and backpacks, now we can do this. That's right, a small flock of pigeons have been given tiny little backpacks to monitor air pollution in London. So how does this work? Well, it actually is a little backpack that goes on these little pigeons. And those little backpacks have little sensors inside that, of course, measure the pollution that's in the air. Now, to get an accurate reading, only 10 birds are in flight at any one given time. Now, the project's not going to be a long-term thing. In fact, it's only a 3-day affair. And it's hoping to attract new beta testers for future testing. So if you happen to be walking around London, you see these little pigeons with a little backpack on their back, don't be alarmed. They're just testing the air for us. However, though, if you see one that's not flying so well or not flying at all, maybe you ought to leave the area. Pollution may be a little high. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, for all the BTN shows. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com, for the BTN community. Now, speaking of community, and I'm talking about listeners, yes, you definitely want to tune in tonight for the Mac Show. 7 p.m. UK time tonight. Adam's going to be on the show. Doc, Patrice, and Champs is also going to be dropping by. The entire panel will be getting you caught up on all the Apple happenings this week and getting you all set up for next week's big Apple event. That is the Mac Show live tonight right here on the BTN Network, 7 p.m. UK time. Check it out, britishtechnetwork.com/live. As for the news show, of course, we'll be returning tomorrow for your Friday. Oh, yeah, I got a big old smile on my face, too, thinking about it. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday knowing that Friday is coming soon. And thank you, as always, for listening.